Hello, my name's Anita Davison. I'm the family navigator for Disability Croydon. And one family that I was supporting, the mother had a terminal illness and she had a young child, and her mother, so the grandmother, came down from the north to stay with the family to give them support. A number of services that I linked them into, firstly was the Brenda Kirby Cancer Trust up in New Addington, because they could give the family reflexology, they could help with different funding streams, and just give that personal touch. Another issue that the family had was, obviously the daughter was no longer working, so she was struggling with nursery, because she wanted her daughter to go to nursery so that she wasn't there at all the hospital appointments. So it was helping her look into that to see if there was additional funding to help her. And they also needed help with benefits advice, because they'd never been on benefits, so they didn't know what was out there, what they could get and what they couldn't get. And while the money wasn't available, while her sickness benefits had been stopped, I gave them food vouchers for the food bank, which really helped them. And the Salvation Army in New Addington gave them additional support with anything that they needed, really. I also told them about the children's centres in New Addington, where if mum was feeling okay, if she had a day where she was okay, she could go along to the different groups that were running in the different children's centres in New Addington.
And I think you said that through the Brenda Kirby Cancer Trust, they did manage to... you made some suggestions and they managed to get some funding for various things.
Yes, the mother and the grandmother, they were unable to use the small garden because there's nowhere to sit out there. So I'd asked the Brenda Kirby Trust if they could actually purchase some aerodynamic chairs that were easy for her to sit on, that laid back, and they didn't put support on her back at all. And they were really successful, so she had some lovely, lovely days in the sun, which made her feel better as well.
And can you just tell me how you first made contact with the family? Do you remember?
Sorry.
It's okay.
This is in the park, isn't it?
Yeah, same with me. Yeah.
This family I actually met in the park, and just we started talking, and they told me about some of the issues. So I explained who I was and what I did and asked if they'd like me to come along within the week and talk to them at length to see where I could help them. And they were really grateful because they hadn't had any support, because they didn't know where they could go for support. So it was really successful. And even sort of in the evenings, the grandmother, she was struggling with her own emotions, and I would meet up with her and just go for a walk with her in the evenings, just so she could get out and have some time away from the worry for just for 10 minutes or 20 minutes, and just have a little chat, and we'd go for a walk together. So that really helped her, and we're still doing that now, but we have the granddaughter with us now, so...
Yeah, I was just going to say, you've carried on supporting the family now that the mother's passed away.
Yes. Well, the grandmother, she's had a lot of additional problems, really. She's been told that she's not entitled to any benefits, and she did manage to transfer her job down to Croydon. So she is working now for 24 hours a week, and she's just struggling with everything. So it is sort of ongoing. I've said that I'd go with her to the MP if she needs to speak to them about her housing, because she hasn't had a new contract, so she hasn't been able to pay her rent, and they're threatening her with eviction now. So there's quite a lot still going on, apart from the fact with the grandmother's obviously grieving, as is the grandchild. So she's looking for some kind of bereavement for both of them, bereavement counselling for both of them. And I've told them about Centre of Change up in New Addington, and they will give support when she's ready. She wants to sort out her housing first and any additional benefits, and then she'll get additional help. But she also had to go to court for custody of her granddaughter. Mm-hmm. So now she has guardianship of her, so that's all fit into place. And I've just been there for her to speak to, really. So if she has any problems, then she knows that she can just ring.
And at the time when you first met the family, can you just say a little bit about how old the daughter was and that she was already at nurseries? I don't think we've mentioned her age yet.
Okay, when I first met the family, there was the grandmother who was in her 50s. The mother of the family was 27, and the child of the family, she was 2.5.